Welcome back to the Crooked Spine Show. Today we talk to Michelle about positive stress to your body. Our body every day is being affected by negative stress that makes our body overall stress out, sometimes causing anxiety, sometimes pain, sometimes grouchiness, or a lack of sleep. Our job is, can we add things into our daily routine, which I call positive stress, to make our body get and stay healthy and stay relaxed and strong. We go through a talk with Michelle, certain things we can do along the benefits of positive stress. The biggest thing is start forming habits so over time your body can get that and stay that way. Over time, tolerate more stress throughout your life and throughout your day and throughout your body. All right, so again, the show notes always has the highlights. Go there if you want to, if not, listen to the whole talk, and I'll see you afterwards.
Oh,
hey, good.
We're live.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to my Mindful Mondays, and we're on episode 22 now, and I'm here with Dr. Tony Rakovic.
Me. Crooked Spine Show, people. This is Michelle's show. We're going to be on her show at the same time, so we'll double up. You'll all see my personal page, too, so thanks for watching, thanks for following. I'll put Michelle's information on there, too. At that point, you have that. If you go to my previous post, has the event, has your information, has great shows every Monday. So go for it.
Thank you. And I will be putting Dr. Tony's information as well. So welcome, everybody, again. And tonight we're going to be talking about stress and how we can deal with it in a positive way. Use stress rather than it always being negative. Ways to deal with it and turn it around and make it use.
Well, a lot of his time this time of year is Christmas, right? So Everyone's like, no one lives the Christmas movies to where everything is nice and easy. You drink coffee all day and hang out and watch the snow, right? Everyone runs around like crazy.
That's
okay,
right.
People are just, go to the malls, there's not a spot left in there. People running everywhere with bags or they're doing this crazy. So how do we make our body understand, how do we find where our stress levels can handle and then at that point stay below that or maybe increase our tolerance to stress over time? Okay, some people, when you're around, it's like they're laughing, they're having fun. People are like, this is exhausting for me. So personalities are part of it, but when we're not feeling well, when we're not healthy, our ability to tolerate more stress in our environment from outside our bodies becomes less and less. We become affected by getting sick, being grouchy, not sleeping well, being anxious sometimes too, or depressed, or feeling sore and achy, which I see a lot of.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is, when our body is healthy, we'll go through the physical part first. When our body's healthy, we should be able to handle stress to where having a long Monday, right? Today was a fun day for you. It was an exciting day. Work, right? Exciting? I used the word exciting. That's my thing.
It was a little stressful for me today, and Dr. Tony says, oh, I had an exciting day, so I think that's a really good way to look at it.
And that's the plan. Is can we look at different perspective
right.
to lower the mental stress on our physical body if there's ways to. We'll go over that in more detail. But with that, when our body is physically stressed and we have an exciting day, can we go home, relax, maybe just kind of shut it down a little bit, but still wake up the next day and feel good? That's the plan. That's healthy to me. Okay, when you're tired, get beat up, we can say like, okay, I can go it again. Okay, I can do it Tuesday like I did Monday. The problem is sometimes we get worn out, so Tuesday we're at 80%. By Thursday or Friday we're at 50%.
Yep.
Then by the weekend we're really just trying to get through Friday.
Yeah.
We're like zombies. So how do we make our body tolerate more stress by first understanding what a good stress level is for each of us and how we're affected when we get over that tolerance amount. And I use this as a way, as a line, to say this is bad stress, and negative stress. So if we're in positive stress, I can be, if you want to call it, pushed all day, run all day, take care of kids, drive the car, whatever's going around me, and go home and go, okay, I'm exhausted, I'm done, okay? But over time, when we're having problems, is we become more unaware of how much fatigue's on our body.
Yes.
So we sometimes get headaches. We have muscle soreness. We kind of blank out sometimes, too. So people feel like they're going to pass out. They get anxious. They have sometimes arrhythmia, which is a physical sign of your body becoming too stressed. Even anxiety, too, where your body feels like you can't handle the outside stressors on them, maybe physical, mental, whatever it might be. So my job is to make sure when someone has that, where's it coming from? Is it a physical danger? Or is there something going on where the body can't handle that amount of stress? Day one's not a problem. But 3, 4, 5, when your body has to adapt to that stress level and it can't, you start having medical conditions that shows that there's something else going on. So what I do is, if you're at that level and you feel good, the next day feels good, I'm a little tired, a little sore, that's normal. But when you start feeling like, okay, I have to take a medication for it, I have to medicate it sometimes with alcohol or whatever else you want to take every day, now you've lowered your body's to be able to tolerate more stress. Can you increase that amount? What's a good mental example of a mental stress that kind of gets to the people? What do you think?
You mean as far as what causes the stress?
Yeah.
Or?
What's a stressor that's a mental stressor?
I would say work.
Yeah. Just work, go, right?
Dealing with people, like different, you know,
humans.
Issues.
Yeah. Everyday humans.
Yeah.
And some humans are exciting to work with. Some people are exciting to work with. So can we find the ones that make us giggle and go, wow, how do I do that every day?
Right.
And sometimes our mental capacity to handle that becomes low enough where we tolerate that fine line of being able to tolerate it, we start lashing out. We start getting upset. We start getting angry all the time. We start having physical soreness in our neck and shoulders, having headaches, to where that tension tells us to stay this way. The problem is when we have that tension in our body, hormonally, our body goes to produce more catecholamines and cortisol, which are pain stimulators and pain responders, to where now we have an imbalance in our body. Have an imbalance, we maintain it for a long period of time, our body adapts to that. So our job is, how do we get that balance back instead of having that cortisol catecholamines in our body, get it down to more serotonin endorphins kick in so we get that better balance, can tolerate more stress.
Right.
That's kind of beyond what we're talking about, but your body has physical, chemical, neurological, and hormonal responses to stress.
Yes.
We're short-term watching a scary movie like I do, scary movie, I'll scream once in a while, and that's a quick boom, and I'm done. Turn it off and get the heck out of there.
Yeah.
But when you have that stress, that person who's exciting every day in your office, and they keep at you, that becomes the problem. How do we get away from that so we don't have those issues long-term, short-term?
Right.
All right.
And sometimes, like when I'm at work, sometimes I'll just do this, you know, just, I gotta stretch and I gotta do something to just kind of, I catch myself not breathing or breathing very shallowly, and that's really not good for you. I mean, that makes just compounds everything.
Well, when your joints don't move enough,
yes,
and your muscles don't have that consistent tension physically, there's not enough oxygen to your muscles.
Mm-hmm.
If that happens over time, then your body actually reduces ability to handle more stress, builds more lactic acid.
Yeah,
then from there, your body has more tension, physical tension. At that point, by breathing like you did a second ago, or moving your body, moving around, you get more oxygen to your body, helps that body relax, stay away from tension, and get more serotonin, more endorphins, so you get that hormonal balance back into play. Tolerate again that stressor outside, that person or that thing bothering you.
Right.
Yeah.
So what do you suggest for someone, like especially right now with the holidays? I mean, just the fact of, it's just a stressful time for most people.
It's an exciting and stressful time, isn't it?
Parties and all of that, it's a lot of fun stuff, but at the same time, it's, you know, stressful.
There's more on your plate.
And then family coming together, yeah.
And family's the best, right?
Yeah.
Family's the best. The ones that want to sometimes. So how do we deal with that?
I don't have anybody like that, Mom. Just nobody
Mom's
in our family.
Mom's phenomenal. Everyone's great.
No, my mom's
but
great.
But in the sense where, how do we adapt to this time of the year where things become more, have to be more scheduled? We have this party going on. The son's coming over. This one come out of town. This family's bringing 5 kids, phenomenal, they have a one bedroom. And how do we adapt to that? And how do we adapt to that in a positive manner so we don't overstress and have medical conditions happen to our bodies or lash out on people and get grouchy and avoid that from happening?
Yes.
The biggest thing for me, how do you maintain your routine, whatever it might be, to stretch, to strengthen, to take a walk? May not be after work every day, but maybe even at lunch, even before work. Find your windows and maintain your good habits no matter what is going around you. You have to find the time. My biggest thing is, for example, on Sunday we had an early church event. We had to go pick up my stepson from LAX. So we were just go, go, go. So I'd get up at 7 in the morning, go work out, get my workout in before I even start anything.
Mm-hmm.
I need that's my routine to tolerate my stress throughout the day by getting my workout in quick. That's just my thing. So people are night owls, hence Michelle.
Yeah,
she can work out at night.
Right.
I'm done after work. I'm just fried.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is, whatever your prime time is to work out allows your body to de-stress and or build tolerance for the stressors throughout the day.
Yeah,
that's my way to look at the big picture. And everyone's different.
Right.
You may have a long drive to work. You may be able to, sometimes people will work out before they go to work and then hit the road or go to work and then work out somewhere near their gym. Find ways even at work too, like you said, How do you breathe? How do you have good posture so your body can stay open? When your head, for example, is coming forward, your body's hunching forward, mm-hmm. your resting breathing mm-hmm. becomes very shallow. Now you have less oxygen in your body, so long term your muscles will tense up and tolerate stress less.
Yes. And I find that with myself, even like I haven't worked out probably since
in 3 hours.
Yeah, no, like
Five
it's been
days.
Not I didn't work out the entire weekend.
Okay.
And so I feel it today. It's like I feel like mm-hmm. I'm not taking things as well as I normally would because I can just feel it. You know,
well so. when you have a routine going, whatever it is, a good mm-hmm. routine, back to whatever it is, you know when you're outside your routine.
Yeah.
And going to your routine too, your routine is if you don't work out enough, your body just feels it drops just mm-hmm. maybe a couple inches right. down from what you can tolerate. Mm-hmm. The problem is some people don't have no routines at all.
Mm-hmm.
So their stress level, their tolerance levels is way down here.
Yeah.
But in the morning, they're already stressed. They just woke up.
Yeah, right.
So they're like, oh, their day's going to be phenomenal, right? It's going to be a great day. So how do we build that up over time? And realize to build it up and getting into it too, we have to be a little uncomfortable to raise that bar of what you can tolerate more stress. Yeah. My biggest thing is start slow. And find out what feels a little uncomfortable, but not beat up, doesn't make you too sore, too beat up.
Right.
So can we do things to get there? What's a good example?
Well, I was just going to say that I see your videos of when you take walks. You know, you walk your dog.
Yeah.
And you're out there, you're there in the mornings, and you're breathing in the fresh air, and it's just, you know, and even, like, I know there's a lot of people that hate the gym. They don't want to go to the gym.
Yeah.
You don't have to go to the gym, but if you go for a walk, I mean, isn't walking one of the best exercise overall?
It keeps your body loose, relaxed. We're all hunters and gatherers. We have the same physiology as we did when we were cavemen. If we move our body in the right direction, at that point, our body is able to maintain that health perspective, the range of motion, the flexibility, the posture. We can keep our body up here when we walk. We walk like this and you're screwed. You're done.
Yeah.
But can we keep our body up where we walk like this in an environment to where we feel is our routine?
Right.
My dog requires a walk every morning. If not, she'll stalk me until I do. And when I get home at night, she sits there and goes, we're going to go now. We're going to change first. We're going to eat first. What's the plan? What's the plan?
Yeah.
So she waits for me to walk in. I have no problem doing it. That's my way to relax too. Mm-hmm. To get out there, drink my cup of coffee in the morning. At night, kind of walk the streets and see what's going on.
Right.
And I'm a streetwalker
yeah.
at night. That's what I do. Okay?
Yeah, because I'm just saying, because I know that, like I said, there's a lot of people that go from nothing, and the thought of going to a gym and all that kind of stuff is too much.
Don't overwhelm yourself.
So give it examples like of what, I mean, walking and then...
Walking is one. Going at home, turning on that thing called YouTube,
uh-huh.
and going simple exercises, simple stretching, a 5-minute exercise routine. You know, find something that works for you. I have a patient, she can't work at the gym right now because she has an injury. She works at home and gets the same benefit.
Mm-hmm.
She has a routine, she does it. She's a little bit a senior, so she's older, has VHS tape, which she watches her tape, the 20-minute tape, and how to stretch, how to work out. That's her routine.
Yeah.
You've got to figure out what's comfortable for you. Some people are an outside, inside workouter. Mm-hmm. You got to figure out what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Some people like working with groups,
yeah.
a group class. Some people like go solo.
Right.
So whatever works for you, that's the thing. And me too, I'm a solo person.
I don't do groups.
I mean, but how do you figure out what's going to get you there and maintain a routine, maybe just 5 minutes a day?
Right.
Once 5 minutes feels comfortable, then 10 minutes, then 15, then 20, then 30.
Right.
Can you figure out what you can start building up that tolerance by being a little uncomfortable to start, where you might be a little sore, a little bit tight, maybe a little tired, then build a routine. You see, your body needs to handle load to make it stronger.
Yes.
Physical or mental.
Mm-hmm.
Physical or mental.
Mm-hmm.
So can we start doing things to push ourselves physically and mentally to get a routine, a habit going, tolerate more stress so your body can get stronger and healthier. Then we can tolerate more stress. People around us, things around us, our environment or how much we drive or things like that, how much you have to sit.
Right. And that was one thing that I had mentioned before is that, you know, I work in an office and so I'm sitting a lot in the office. Then I sit in my car when I drive home.
Mm.
Then I sit down to eat dinner or, you know, I don't watch much TV, but, you know, with my girls and stuff. And it's like, it's so much sitting all the time. Like I'm sitting right now too.
Sitting things.
You know,
and
we just don't realize, I mean, we need to get up.
We have
and
to move.
Get the circulation, you know, I mean, all of that just helps with stress. This, you know.
It doesn't have to be a lot. It can be start something simple, and then over time, build up your routine. And even start stretching, too. Stretching, and part of it, the walking part, something tough for people, how do we get people to slowly stretch and start doing that where if they're like this, stretching backwards, lying on their stomach and just lying there, so even mm-hmm. flat on your stomach, too, lying there for 5 minutes
mm-hmm.
and practice some breathing and get a routine of doing that every day. every day, then building on top of that routine. Mm-hmm. Whatever we can counter our posture, get it backwards where it should be, that's the key. And starting very slow. 5 minutes is the maximum. I start someone for the first maybe week, then build up on top of that. And the problem is you go to a gym, you join a gym, say, in January 1st, like most people do, and you're going to a trainer that has worked out their whole life.
Right.
They want you where they are tomorrow.
Right.
And they're going to get you to quit by probably, if you start on Monday, probably by Tuesday or Wednesday.
That's
you
the
know?
Truth, yes.
So how do you find out what you can handle and where you feel comfortable? And what I mean by comfortable, the muscle itself, to every muscle, has ability to stretch at a certain level where it's safe and healthy, where there's an unhealthy level called the plastic phase. The first part, backing up, the phase where your muscle can normally flex and bend is called your elastic phase. Okay, from there, once you go further with the muscle, at that point comes your plastic phase. That's okay to work in that outside phase, the outer zone of the plastic phase, to a certain extent, where you feel the next day you feel maybe a little tight, maybe a little sore, but not swollen, not where you can't move your arm or your body.
Right.
So you got to find out where that is. When I work with my patients, it's okay, let's do a little bit of this, so you feel it tomorrow. Wake up tomorrow morning, feels a little tight, great. A little sore, I will back it off. Painful, we did way too much.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to find your range and figure out, again, for your body, because everyone's body is different, exactly what you can handle by waking the next day. Once you wake the next day, for example, working out or stretching, you're going to realize, where am I right now? This is my prime time of where I should be balanced. Where do I feel right now in the morning? Give yourself a chance to be aware of where your body is.
So what can you tell someone, like let's say they are sore the next day,
mm-hmm.
should they not do it again and wait
a couple days? At that point, maybe if that's on a Monday they stretched, they feel sore on a Tuesday. By Wednesday, whatever you did time-wise, maybe back it off by half. And then from there, work yourself up if that feels comfortable.
Okay.
If that doesn't feel comfortable, then you got to figure out something else you can do. You got to figure out, okay, where can I start? And give yourself a chance. Realize a lot of what we minimize what we do because of soreness or pain. We need to hit that load a little bit, be uncomfortable, so we can get stronger and over time more relaxed with our body.
Right.
That's the key. People ask me, why do you gym at 5 in the morning? Because that's what I'm used to. That's when I get my most workout done, get it out of the way, so I come home, walk the dog, and get my work done and get to work. So with that, people are like, I can't do that. Well, don't do that. That's crazy. I wouldn't do that either. I didn't have to.
Yeah. I'm sleeping at 5 in the morning.
Good for you. But I want to get mine done. That's my routine. I train my body to wake up between 5 and 6 every day, to get my routine out of the way so I can enjoy the rest of the day. That's just how it'll work. But what can you do as a routine every day, even on the Sabbath, to make sure your body can stay healthy and strong? It needs a routine. Stretching, and then when you're ready, strengthening, get yourself looser and stronger. Again, it's not just the physical part, but mentally you can handle more stress when your body's more relaxed and stronger.
Right. And there's totally a body and mind connection. I mean,
it's a neurological chemical response that your joints release when they fire the brain, when your joints are moving, probably muscle relax more.
Mm-hmm.
So if your body's less stressed, your brain's less stressed. The brain gets the body to stay less stressed, so you stay stronger and more relaxed.
Right.
It's very, very, it's physiology, it's chemistry, it's coordinates, neurology, it's science. It's not a thing we think it is, it's what it is.
Right.
We have to move to keep our body stronger, tolerant stress around it. But again, this time of year, it is more stressful. We're on more of a schedule, tight schedule. We have things to do, things people to buy for, credit cards to spend. This is the American way, right?
Hopefully, no, not.
Is the American way. We overspend and then we get depressed in January.
Overeat.
Credit cards 30 days. You got 30 days to pay it off. You're fine. You're good. Don't worry about it until next year. Okay. So how do we minimize that stress by me planning ahead, but realizing if we're under stress, it's hard to think properly. When we're overstressed.
Right.
So how do we make our body tolerate more stress so we don't get to that point? Then we blow up that family. Then we overeat. Then we sometimes drink too much, whatever it might be. Then we splurge and we regret it in January, and then we have more problems where they go to the gym and we get overtrained, then we all die. We just die. We're dead.
But it just compounds. I mean, everything compounds. You know, you...
Yes.
You're not doing any type of physical... And I think most of you that have seen my posts have seen, you know that I work out, and I'm a huge proponent of it. I just know how it's affected my life, and I know that we're not born to just sit all day. We're not born to just lay in bed all day, take it easy all the time.
We can, though. It feels good, right? if you do nothing where it feels good, the problem is when you go do something and you're like, oh no.
So, okay, so what do you suggest? Like, some people have physical jobs. Mm-hmm. Is that their exercise? Should they still do something else?
A good question. When you have a physical job, there's three things of health. Okay, three parts of health. It's physical strength, endurance, and also about a third hand, your third hand in the middle, right there, is flexibility. When you're physically strong, good, the problem is now you lose flexibility, drops. Your endurance may drop too.
That's mine.
That's yours. Good job with him. So how do we make that increase? By doing stretching, by doing yoga, by doing Pilates if you have time for that too. Things every day to do so you maintain that physical health together, all three pillars.
Right.
So you maintain less chance of injury, less chance for soreness, less chance of being grouchy and tired and sore.
Yeah,
that's
the
plan.
I get grouchy.
So every night for me, I stretch every night as my routine before I go to the gym in the morning, same thing too. That's my thing. But you got to find what works for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you work, for example, I have a lot of guys who do physical jobs here, that point they come home, their jobs come home and stretch, and ice if they're sore.
Mm-hmm.
Weekends, maybe work out on the weekends. That gets them to feel strong and relaxed for the next day.
Right.
Because sometimes they're working 7 days a week right now. That's crazy. But they need to be able to balance that out by doing more things that stay physically flexible,
right,
not just strong.
Yes,
of work.
Yes.
That's the plan.
And a lot of times I notice that people that have physical jobs, it's the same type of movement over and over. Like, let's say, like, my daughter works at UPS. She doesn't, she's a supervisor. She doesn't she doesn't do all the physical stuff anymore. But it's the same thing, you know, picking up the boxes or whatever it is. It tends to have the same movement over and over. So you're right about the flexibility, doing things to stretch and, you know, stretch out
you
our
have
muscles.
To.
And,
based on your stressors too. If you're doing this all day long, how do you make the hamstrings loose? How do you make the back stronger? Mm-hmm. How do you make your shoulders looser?
And the abs to help your back, you know.
All the core stuff, you know. But if you're in a routine of not doing it now, how do you start slow? And my biggest thing is not people that have been there and do that, that's preaching the choir, but people that are just looking to start because they have some soreness, they have some back, and they feel like their body is worn down when they have that over time where they're in pain. Their problem is now their mind gets stressed too because of that nerve response. If your nerves and your joints are being stressed, that sends signals to your brain that becomes stressed too, then your overall body becomes stressed. That makes your body become anxious, sometimes depressed, sometimes, and that'll lead you not to want to exercise and stretch. You have to fight that hormonal chemical response and going reverse that and go, if I feel that tension, that stress that makes you want to stay tight, not get out of bed, stay home, eat potatoes all day long, couch potatoes, at that point, I got to fight that because that's my body saying, you want to get out of that stress state as soon as possible. Once you're in a stress state for more than 30 days, your body's adapted as your new state.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, does that make sense? When your body's in a stress state for more than 30 days, it maintains, that becomes your new state of where you are. That's your normality.
Right.
That point, it's harder to break. But if you are at that point where you're at your normality of being stressed, it takes you at least 3 days to get out of that again and rechange your body's chemistry and hormonal balances, get your body looser and stronger over time physically. And over time, it's going to suck. It's not going to feel good.
Yeah.
It's going to feel uncomfortable because as you're going from a stress state to a relaxed state, even though you think it's healthier, your body's going, we're used to over here. Once over here now, that's going to be some work for you.
Right.
Okay, you're going to want to feel uncomfortable. When you're uncomfortable, going from that stress state to a relaxed state, good. That's how you know you're doing a good job.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you're doing the right thing, you know? But you have to tell yourself that because you're not going to feel like you want to get off the couch, get out of bed early and work out or stretch, or stretch before you come home when you come home from work.
Right.
You have to be able to push yourself or have someone help you get through that window of not feeling good. And it may take you 2-3 weeks or 4 weeks or 6 weeks, I don't care what it is, but realize that's when you have to push yourself. Once you get to a relaxed state, you can maintain that for a long, long time.
Right.
But to get there is difficult.
Yes.
So having a trainer or someone push you or someone be accountable to sometimes is a key where that group workout helps out.
Right.
And that peer pressure type of thing.
Yeah,
too.
That's where classes are very helpful, can be helpful.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know that even now there's times when I just don't want to go to the gym. And I just don't want to go. But I go, and a lot of times those are my best workouts. Sometimes
why?
I have... Because it helps to release, you know, my stress. It really does. And it's like, sometimes like today, you know, I had an exciting day at work today.
Yes, see? You're catching the fire.
Yeah, and, you know, when I've had days like that, it's like I just want to go home and I just don't want to do anything. I don't want to go anywhere else. But then I'll go, and once I start doing cardio first so that I warm up my body.
just things up.
And it just starts going and going, and I'm better, and I just, you know, most of the time, not always,
but
every once in a while, I'll just have the same attitude throughout the entire workout. I'm there. I'm still doing it.
When you go through that over and over again, and what I try to remember is, when I go, I'm like, I'm just beat. I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
But what I try to remember is the time I did go and I felt great afterwards.
Yes. Oh yes.
If I can just live in that other moment mm-hmm. until I get there, mm-hmm. that's all I'm open for.
Right.
I know if I'm at gym at 5, I'm done by 6.
Mm-hmm.
I know at 6 o'clock, I'm gonna feel good no matter what. It's gotta get to that point. I gotta do enough things that point to get there. Or if you're going for a walk too, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna feel good while I'm doing it. When I get back home, I'm gonna feel great.
Yes.
Or remember a moment you did.
Right. And I'm a huge proponent of fresh air. I mean, we're in LA, you know.
Smog.
Only
brown,
so much fresh
air.
But in the mornings or even late evenings,
yes.
you know, just it's I don't know, it's cleansing for me. It clears my head and just and especially when the weather's cooler and I'm out in the sun and it's cool with the air.
Everyone's
it's
different.
It's like
you want
the best
that release.
Medicine.
And when you have the colder air too, it actually goes through your lungs and makes more blood flow because your blood has to warm your body up. So your body's a great machine, and when you work with it, it needs certain temperature. I forget, 90 something something, whatever it is. I take that class for a long time. But when we get our body to drop temperature, and then at that point we go back home and we start breathing our normal air, it actually warms your body up. More blood flow, more circulation, more oxygen to your body. That helps relax your body and your brain too.
Feels good.
That point, that cold environment sometimes at this time of year will help re-energize you.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. Remember that that brisk iced tea?
Oh yeah.
Brisk baby type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
That brisk air allows your body to get a little bit more energy. Go, whoa, what was that? That point you get that quick response. So you become a little uncomfortable with the cold weather, but that point only a few minutes, you're back to your normal. Now you have more blood flow, more circulation, more oxygen to your body. There's a way to rationalize that. Get out there.
It's true. Just get out. You know, I know, like, all of us are busy.
Yeah.
Even if you don't work at a job, if you're a mom, you're the most busy. It's 24
crazy.
Hours nonstop. So you just have to make it a priority. You have to make some time for it. Because, you know, I honestly believe that if you don't feel good, nothing you do is going to be your best. You're not going to, I'm a mother. I'm not going to be the best mother that I can be to my girls if I'm not feeling good, if I'm constantly tired and sluggish. You know, you just can't. You just can't do it. And even at work, you know, you can't be the best employee. You can't do your job as well if you're not feeling good.
And it's going to be hard work too.
Yeah.
It's going to seem like work to you.
Right.
You're not going to have fun doing it.
Yeah.
Okay. So what Michelle's really is going at is, can you start something, if you haven't already, maintain a habit of doing it so you have a routine of maybe waking up 5 minutes early to stretch, go outside for a few minutes, enjoy the cooler air.
Yeah.
That point, now you can start your day.
Yeah.
And make it a priority so every day, unless it's pouring rain out there, you have a chance to get out there and just enjoy the moment. That point, I guarantee the rest of your day will be easier.
Yeah.
Maybe not like great, great, like that rock fell on my head. Sorry about the rock. But you'll have better perception of the day.
Right.
It will handle more stress that comes at you, so the stressors won't affect you.
Affect.
Dang it, I always get that wrong.
Yeah,
autocorrect always corrects me on that too.
Yeah.
It's how do you make sure your body's not affected by the things around you so you have a physical and emotional response to it.
Right.
Above your tolerance grade. But just make your body, but start something. Maintain a routine. Even if it's reading a Bible verse in the morning or at night before you go to bed too, get your mindset ready. Even listen to something. I try to record stuff on my phone so I have that in my ear before I even come to work.
Right.
So I'm ready to go. At that point, mentally and physically, I am ready to go and rock out 50, 60 patients in the morning.
Yeah.
I'll come down to it. It takes the mental and physical preparation to do what you want to do any time of the day or week.
Right.
But you have to put the time in.
Yeah. You just have to make the time, and I always encourage you, all of you that are not doing something, do something. Go for a walk, 10 minutes. I promise you, over time, you're going to feel better. Is it true that a body in motion stays in motion?
Yes, it's a law. It's a physical law of the planet Earth. Been here for like a long time. I don't know, I've planned that for a long time, at least 2,000 years or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Maybe longer than that, I don't know. I'm a chiropractor. I'm not that type of geologist, whatever it is, or historian. But by keeping your body, like I said, in motion and maintaining that motion for a period of time, it becomes easier, I guarantee.
Yes.
Okay. Once you maintain a habit and say by the fifth, sixth day, you're like, dang, I don't have time to do that. That's how you know it's become a habit.
Yeah.
When you miss it.
Yes, you think about it.
You miss it. I go for a run. I try it every Sunday based on weather, time, and family. And sometimes a run doesn't feel good. But I always think, hey, when I finish this, I'm going to feel fantastic. Mm-hmm. And I usually do because I have to finish. If not, I have to call, like, I think it's someone to helivac me out of there in the mountains. But that's going to happen either. But can I get through that not so good feeling sometimes to make sure at the end I'm going to feel that good feeling for the rest of the day?
Right. You know, too bad, like, if you're not in the habit of brushing your teeth, you're going to have dragon breath all day. So, right?
What's it called?
Inner breath? Dragon breath.
What's dragon breath?
If you don't brush your teeth, you got that morning breath all day.
That's nasty.
That's nasty.
You
know, and so it's a habit. I mean, you know, pretty much I wake up in the morning, I go brush my teeth.
That's my first thing.
Yeah. So if you just make it, like he says, you know, if you know it's becoming a habit when you miss it, when you know that you missed it. If you don't brush your teeth in the morning, everybody's going to know you missed it, not just you.
And you're like, oh. You're just, how you doing? Like, oh, I'm over here. I'm going to get out of your way.
Yeah.
And that's the thing is, can you form that, and going back to some of the music stuff or reading stuff too, can you have something you listen to every day that gets you warmed up and energized and gets in your head to where you becomes a habit of, if you realize, if we talk about physical strength, right, flexibility and the physicality, but your mind, I did an interview last year with someone who runs Music Tree, and a lot of it is your mind works off the same platform of, if when we have good things coming in our head, the same neurological chemical response happens in our body, so why not add music or something you can listen to every day to keep you uplifted to get that day started also,
mm-hmm.
not just physical.
Right.
So, but by doing both, you do a synergistic effect of having 1 + 1 = 5, because now your body gets a double, triple, third response, get that brain in the fire, the serotonin endorphins, so your body has a good feeling all day long.
Right. And I just can't even emphasize enough how it just, you know, that continual movement that affects your mental health, you know, mental, physical, emotional. Because when we're stressed, you know, we, as women,
yes.
we tend to cry easier or get grouchier easier, you know, things like that. So, you know, God made us all, everything, body, mind, spirit, you know, all together. Everything works together. You're not going to be in great health and have a poor mental or emotional,
you know, condition. You can only do so much.
It goes together.
You only can do so much.
Everything, so.
You know, even if you're a good workout person, but aren't a good, for example, have good mental attitude,
yes.
you hit a wall.
Yes.
And you're done.
Yes.
So if you can have, like you said, all three, body, mind, and spirit, mm-hmm. then your body gets to this higher elevation, tolerate stress, and just be feel good,
right.
per se. At that point, things are hard to break you down.
Mm-hmm. And like, you know, you said your mindset, you know, you develop that mindset of doing something for yourself, you know, as far as exercise, something. You know, if you have little ones, when my girls were little, I would take them in the stroller, double stroller. Push them. That's a good workout right there.
Mm.
And you're spending time with them, and they're seeing you. So they're seeing you as the example, and they're gonna follow that. Both of my girls, well, one of them was a personal trainer. She's a beast, Jordan.
Yeah.
And then my other one, she does. You know, she doesn't work out as often anymore right now, mm-hmm. but she does all these crazy yoga things. You know, these
That's
poses
still working
I can't
out.
Even do.
That would hurt me.
Yeah. So
be in the hospital.
Yeah, and it's just a matter of they've seen me doing it for, you know, a long time. But
when a lot of it is when you are the example, they're gonna go, if they're doing it, then I can have no excuses.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell your kids, at least my sons, hey, and you gives you reputation, or. Reputation per se to let them know, hey, if I can do it, you can do it.
Yes.
You know, because you are the example, like you had mentioned. If I can do it, you can do it.
Right.
You know, and realize that carries over as a parent to their self-esteem, their mm-hmm. self-confidence, everything.
Yeah.
And we may talk about our physical ability to handle more stress. Kids have just as much stress.
Yes.
Just different forms.
Mm-hmm.
And they can work out or listen to good music, find ways to meditate and stretch. Same thing. Their body tolerates the stress of going through school, dealing with peer pressure, dealing with homework, all that stuff every day.
Right.
Their body doesn't break down. I have kids who come in here that are overly stressed. And the guys, be honest with you, they'll more shut down or get angry.
Mm-hmm.
The women are more the chatterbox mm-hmm. sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So looking at their responses, how do you change their stress levels so their body's not affected, their mind too, to tolerate more stress?
Right.
You know, it's everyone's different. Some people like yoga, some people like stretching, some people like music, some people like physical working. It just depends what it is. I focus on the physicality side of it, but I also ask them, what else are you doing? Mm-hmm. What else can help de-stress? What do you like to do? Everyone's different, right. Men or women. Right. There is no generality, just what works for you.
Right.
What you grew up with. If you're a guy, but you grew up in a music family, and that helped relax you, go for it.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Right.
But how do we get to what you want to do to de-stress your body and build on top of that? Now, like you said, gain momentum. Then from there, get your body to change, become your new normal state where it is healthy for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anything else?
Not that I can think of in my head. That's about all I have in my head right now.
Okay.
And I looked at some stuff where it talks about de-stressing and everything else too. Great things to do. Just find, and my wrap up is find a way that works for you if you haven't already to lower your stress level. And I'm in the physicality, stretching, maybe a YouTube channel. How do you find a 5-minute video to start for 5 minutes a day? Find music that you like to listen to that de-stresses your body. Find something that you can listen to that is a saying or a book that you can repeat that keeps your mind at a positive mental attitude, not just your body. And go for the walk. Go take your cup of coffee. Go outside instead of watching TV.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing is, to lower your stress level, don't watch so much TV, especially the news. That's nerve-wracking. We're not even exciting at this point. Okay. Can you get away from that or at least build up your tolerance to that so it becomes over there, doesn't affect you and your life? People sometimes get so wrapped up in the news, I think, it becomes emotionally attached. I'm like, that's happening over there. How can you even affect you?
Mm-hmm.
Why would I waste time worrying about that?
Right.
That's just me. Maybe it's me. Maybe it's my problem.
And I agree.
But I just don't, if I can't affect that, mm-hmm. why not affect people around me to help them feel better, make myself feel better, so I don't end up like that?
Right.
You know, so realize part of being a positive stress is also negating the negative stresses in your life to make that positive stressors more effective on your life. There's a better way to say that. I don't know. Does that make sense?
So it's not
even worry about the positive, but also realize the net has to be positive plus whatever negatives around you. Can you have a better net positive throughout the day?
So if any of you are located Dr. Tony's office,
Foothill Nuclear by US Bank and McDonald's, 60 East Foothill. Phone number is 981-5666. At that point, it's on Michelle's show, my show. Everything will be on there for one, too.
Yes.
We'll do more shows in the future as you get near Easter, whatever, end of the world type of stuff. So we'll figure it all out. But a lot of it is Michelle and I worked together well because a lot of her mental, what she does on Monday, Mindful Mondays, is a lot of what I preach to my patients from a how-to side. And a lot of it is, how do we work together, maybe her and I collaborating, but also down the line with other people too, with my podcast show, is how do you find experts in the area that can help you, give you things to do that you have to do, sorry we can't do them for you, to keep your body loose, strong, and relaxed, try more stress throughout your life by adding more positive stress in your life too, same time.
Right. And one thing I just wanted to say this about chiropractic doctors. By the way, he's been doing this about 16 years now.
16 years, it's been forever. It's retiresome, I think.
You look too young to be doing it for 16 years.
It's the makeup and the resolution for the camera.
The hair dye and everything.
It's the light underneath me.
But one of the major differences between a regular medical doctor, and don't get me wrong, medical doctors have their place. I totally believe in them. Medication has its place also. But there are many things that people turn to medications for that are not, can be handled in a different way. And so being a doctor of chiropractic, he tends to, you know, deal more with holistic, naturopathic things.
It's a philosophy. I mean, I'm not a politician, I have no realm at all, no idea, I'm naive about that. Democrats and Republicans have totally different ideas how things should be run, right?
Yeah.
Chiropractors, medical doctors, same thing.
Yes.
We focus on the inside-out approach, your body as a chiropractor, I can self-regulate, self-heal. Can we work in that realm? If not, then go see your medical doctor. At that point, you're outside our realm.
Yes.
At that point, help them get you back there. Our job is to get you back to where you can self-regulate, self-heal, then enjoy a better quality of life by adding things to your routine. That's why we have videos we can send you. That's why we do things for our patients, to make them a healthier habits, to get stronger and healthier, and maintain a better state of health so they don't get sick again.
Right.
And we're not in the medications as chiropractors. I want to make sure that's very clear. Mm-hmm. Chiropractors do not give medications or do surgeries. That's their profession. My job is to make sure to get you out of there if you are. At that point, get you where you're in a healthier state, don't need that stuff, and maintain that better state by understanding how your body can do it on its own.
Right.
Leading a simple, healthy life.
So like I said, if you're anywhere within a 50-mile radius or so, I highly recommend Dr. Tony.
Well, I said a lot. I mean, Dr. K, yeah, but a lot of it is we have on YouTube. We have our. I'll put the link on here afterwards too. Okay. Is how to do exercise, how to stretch, how to think of things. We do. I have over 600. I think that saw today 610 mm-hmm. videos on there. Had different things. So at that point, pick and choose what you need. I don't have to see everyone, but can I give people things to do as a health educator to stay healthy? When they need me, see me. When you don't, at that point, your job is stay healthy. Even when you do see me, my job is get you healthy so you don't have to see me. That's my plan. Too busy as it is.
Right. And I know a lot of people have lower back pain, so he's got a lot of videos on things like that. So
I'll link all that stuff, and you guys have good holidays. Anything else, Michelle?
I think that's it.
Thank you for watching Crooked Spine Show. Mindful Mondays with Michelle.
Yes.
Phenomenal. She's phenomenal. Listen to her every day.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's it.
I'll see you all next Monday. Have a great week.
Have a good week.
So finding ways to add positive stress to your overall routine, maybe night, middle day, or before you go to bed, allows your body to tolerate stress for every day. Over time, get and keep your body healthy. Healthy for me means being more relaxed, even stronger over time as you add exercise into your routine too. At that point, once your normal becomes a better normal, you can maintain that on your own, and your body wants to stay there over time. Again, our show notes always has, it's gonna be posted on Facebook. At that point, leave comments there. Go to the overall iTunes podcast there too, or see the full video along with other podcast videos too, and enjoy the show notes. At that point, jump to what you wanna see. At that point, get yourself healthy and stay there. All right, have a great week, and we'll see you next week.